The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a parsha or an entire sefer, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We're going to talk today about the halachas of someone that goes away for Shabbos Chanukah. He goes away from home for Shabbos Chanukah. A very common case. What could be so complicated about going away for Shabbos Chanukah? The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Chanukah in Smatov Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph that somebody who has one place where he eats and one place where he sleeps, so he lights his menorah in the place where he sleeps. And then the Rambam says that nowadays that we light inside the house, we don't light by the Pesach Habayis V'chutz. We don't light by the outside door like they did the times of the Gemara. So the main place to light is Mokum Sha'ochel, the place where we eat. The Chayin Nogu, that's our Minuk. The main place to light, if there's a contrast between where one sleeps, a conflict where one sleeps or one eats, the main place is a place where one eats. And indeed, that's how most places can pass good nowadays, that one is one house for sleeping, one for eating, even though nowadays we do light by the window, and we do want people on the outside to see the neiris for Pesum Nisa. But still, the Iker, we're in Golos, here in Chutz La'aretz, and the Iker is the place where one eats, and therefore that's the place where one lights and makes the bracha Lakas Ner Chanukah. And Mr. Bruins of Kohen Yud Beis says that this halacha is by somebody who has one place where he eats, one place where he sleeps, and here the Rambam is telling us that Mokum Achilosa Iker, the place where he eats, is the Iker, that's the main place. However, it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, and it's not really his own Lashon, he's quoting that earlier Achrenim, the Misha Soid Itz Chaver Ba'akroi, someone who goes to eat supper by his friend. Ba'akroi, he happens to go to his friend to eat supper. V'yesh L'sham Ba'is Ba'is Ha'ir, he has a different house, the house that he really lives in town. Tzaruch Leilach L'Beisa, he has to go home L'Hadlik Sham to light there in Ner Chanukah. V'Einer writes a Loz Mok Mr. Soid, here he sat down for dinner, he doesn't want to get up and go back home to light, so listen to this. Sounds like he's eating there by himself. His family is still home. She gives instructions to his wife to light from at home. But Mr. Moore doesn't like this. It's mitzvah bo yeser v'shluchay. It's better for one to do the mitzvah themselves than to rely on a shliach, on a messenger to do it. And therefore it's preferable that he goes home to light rather than giving instructions to his wife that she should light. And then he says, ayin bir aloch, look what he said in the bir aloch. So here Mr. Brewer, he told us that the person is mechuyav to go home to light. The fact that he's eating supper by his friend. And we said the Mokum Achila, the place where you eat is your main home for Hilchos Ner Chanukah. Still, he must go home and light at home. And if he can't make it home, he's not going home. He should have his family or some Shliach light for him at home. But then in the Bir Aloch, he says, Medavka Ba'ivin's only in this case. If he's going him and his entire family, Labes Aviv to his parents' house, or Chom over to his in-laws, with a Kvias, Al Shemonis Ner Chanukah, for the 8 days of Chanukah, Dover Boru, it's clear. Shekivin, Shesoyed, V'yoshesham, he's eating and he's sleeping there, Koyim Echanukah, all the 8 days of Chanukah, Av Shemayim Ocha, Achilles Rab Vesa, he stops off at home to eat a snack, maybe he goes home to check on the mail, and eats a snack at home, a light meal, She'enam Malik, still he lights, V'mokum, B'bayi, She'ocha, V'yoshesham, B'layah, the place where he's eating and sleeping at night, Kivin, Shem, Shun, Adam, B'bayi, no one is home, L'mi Yadlik, who's he lying for at home? The Koshcha Idna, especially nowadays, She'hekar, B'bayi, he said the Ikar Lokos, the people in the house. That's why the Mokum Achila is more important than the Mokum Shina, because we're relying really for the people on the inside who are sitting around when you're eating. So he says, if the Mebayis, the whole family, is by his parents, by his in-laws, no one home, so who's he lying for at home? So he lights in his parents' house, in his in-laws' house, we went for all 8 days of Chanukah, Pre-Chodesh, Ayin Shom. This is a quotation from the Pre-Chodesh. So we have an interesting contrast. We have somebody who goes to his friend for supper, cannot light by his friend, he has to lie at home. Someone who goes to his parents or his in-laws for all 8 days of Chanukah with his whole family, he lights by his parents or by his in-laws. So what happens if someone goes to his parents for part of Chanukah, not for all 8 days? He goes for a few days. Some days he's home, some part of Chanukah is home, but some part of Chanukah he's away. More specifically, the case that we started off with. He's home for most of Chanukah, but he goes away for Shabbos Chanukah, be it to his parents or his in-laws, or his brothers, or to a simcha, or he just goes to a hotel for Shabbos Chanukah. So where is he light? Is he light at home? Does he light in the place where he is for Shabbos? So Rav Yashav held, and I personally heard this from Rav Yashav myself, that depends on the Rav Hayom, on the majority of the days. If he's being home for 5 days, so then he lights all 8 days at home. Even the 3 days when he's not home, he should light at home, he should send a shliach to light in his house. If he's being in a different place for 5 days and home for 3 days, all 8 days shlein the place where it is the majority of those 8 days. Rabbi Yashiv held it goes by Roy for the days. Goes by the majority of the days. I remember there was a bacher who came to speak to Rabbi Yashiv that he's being in the yeshiva for Parv Chanukah. And I guess they, in Eretz Yisrael, they also have off Shabbos, Shabbos Chanukah. He's going to be home for Parv Chanukah. Where is the light? Rabbi Yashiv asked him, where are you being most of the days? And he answered, whichever way he answered, Rabbi Yashiv said, oh, so that's the light all 8 days. That's what Rabbi Yashiv held. And if you look in Kavitz Halachas from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, you see, he also seems to feel that it depends where the person is for the majority for most of Chanukah. However, there are others, there is a dissenting view. In the Sefer Chavis Adar, from Rabbi Yankov Bloizetzal, a big Pesach in Yerushalayim, was nifter a few years ago on Tav Shnayim Gimel, he said that if someone goes someplace for 1 day, if he went there for 1 day of Chanukah, that's sufficient that for that day of Chanukah, that's his home, and he can light there that day. Even though the other 7 days, he's lying in a different place. Someone is home for most of Chanukah, and he goes away for Shabbos Chanukah, since that's the place he is for that day of Shabbos Chanukah, he can light Friday afternoon before Shabbos in that place where he is for Shabbos, even though the rest of Chanukah is home, and he's lighting at home. And it would seem to us that the minhag olam, the facts on the ground are, that the minhag of the world is to do like this psak of the Chavis Hador of a bank of Bloy, to treat each day separately, treat each day as its own entity, because we find that people go away for Shabbos Chanukah, and they light in the place they went for Shabbos Chanukah, and they're not busy having a shliach light for them by their own house, like it seems that Rav Yashiv held. So, it seems the minhag olam is like this psak, that we work with each day separately. However, this is not for sure, because the truth is that there are other factors here as well. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the original Mishnah Berurah that we started off with that said that someone's eating supper by his friend cannot light their Chanukah by his friend. Rather, he has to go home to light or have his wife light from at home. So the Mishnah Berurah said that he saw his chaver, he's eating by his friend ba'akroy, by chance. He has a house in that town. Then the Mishnah Berurah says he has to go home to light. So now, it might seem from that if it's a case where he's in a different town, let's say he lives in one town and he's eating supper in a different town, since he's completely out of his hometown, so maybe for the time that he's in this other town that he's eating supper, that's now considered his home. And he could light, and maybe even has to light, in this place that he's currently eating supper. Even the case of the Bir Alocha, which is the contrasting case to the case of the Mishnah Berurah, that talks about someone who went to his parents or in-laws for all 8 days of Chanukah, it seems it's in the same town. Because the lashon was that even though he goes home by day, eats achilas arai b'vesa, eats a snack or a light meal in his own house. In those days, he didn't go back and forth from one city to the other in the middle of the day to have a snack in your house just to check up on your meal. So it seems that both houses are in the same city. So the whole discussion of Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha is when both houses are in the same city. And that's where Mishnah Berurah says if you just go to someone else for supper, you cannot light there. You have to light at home. But if you go somewhere for all 8 days, then you light in the place where you went for those 8 days. And that's where we can have a discussion of what if you're some days here and some days there. And that could be a shiloh if it goes by the majority of days, or do we view each day separately and look at where are you for that day. However, if the place you're going to is a different city, then it could be that's clear that in a different city, since you're not in your hometown now, you're in a different city, so that's the place where you're going to light now. Possibly, even if you just went to a different city for supper, you could light over there, maybe you should light over there. Or even if we're not going to go that far, maybe we'd say if we went to a different city for 1 day, so at least, akapanu, for this 1 day, you should light in the place where you are for this 1 day. So even though Rav Yashiv held, and we said that in Kavitz Halachas, before there, Shmuel holds that it goes by where you are for most of the days of Chanukah, maybe that's all only when it's within one city. However, if it's a different city, and that's where you are now, so maybe that's where you light now, especially if you're here for a whole day. Moreover, Shmuel says in Kavitz Halachas that nowadays, if a couple goes to their parents or in-laws for Parv Chanukah, when they're by their parents, they're by their in-laws, they move in, it's considered home, they're very comfortable, we could say that they go, they take things out of the fridge by themselves, asking permission, they move in, the person lives by a shver. So in such a circumstance, such an arrangement that we have nowadays, so then he says that when they're there, that's considered home. And even if they're there for less than 50% of Chanukah, and usually we go by where you are for the majority of Chanukah, that's your bias, that's your home. But here, when you're here, this is home. Imagine someone moved in the middle of Chanukah. So when he's in his first house, he's in his first house. When he's in his second house, he's in his second house. Shmuel says parents, in-laws, grandparents, a parent, a person by his grandparents, maybe the grandchildren, grandparents, but grandchildren, I guess we'd say the same thing, that when they're here, this is home, and they have the right to light over here. Similarly, if you have a yeshiva bacher, and he's in yeshiva for most of Chanukah, and then he goes home for Shabbos Chanukah. And let's say it's less than 50% of Chanukah, he's going to be home for Friday afternoon, and Matzah Shabbos, and either Thursday afternoon or Sunday night, but not both. Not Thursday, Friday, Matzah Shabbos, or Sunday night. It's going to be Friday afternoon, Matzah Shabbos, plus either Thursday afternoon or Sunday evening. So it's going to be two or three of the nights of Hanukkah, but not four, not halfway. Still, we would say that these two or three days when he's home, he has the right to lie at home. Even though he's in yeshiva for most of Hanukkah, for five or six nights of Hanukkah is in yeshiva. But when he's home, home is always home. A bocher, when he's home, he always has the right to lie at home. Home is considered home. It's not considered that he's so it's chavir about kroy, he's randomly eating by his friend. Home is considered home. When I was a child, I grew up in Washington Heights, and many people who no longer lived in Washington Heights, but they still have older parents living in Washington Heights, they would come back Sunday evening to shul to see the chazan lighting the menorah and shul. It was a tremendous simanisa, amara gola hazer, to see the chazan lighting the nearest the Ner Chanukah and Kadash Hashur in Washington Heights, especially Sunday evening more than any of the other nights. And then these people would go to their parents who still lived in Washington Heights, they'd go to them for supper. And I was always under the impression that many of these people were lighting menorah by their parents that night, since that's where they're eating supper. And from a simple reading of Mishnah Berurah, it would seem that this hanhaga was a tadis, it was a mistake. Because someone's eating by someone else, by akroy, by chance, he has to lie at home. So maybe they shouldn't eat supper there. Maybe they should make a shomer of some sort to remind them when they get home to lie at home. But they shouldn't just be eating by their parents' house and lighting by their parents' house just because they came for 2 hours that night for dinner. Because they went to watch the menorah lighting in Broyer Shul, watch the nights. But based on what we're saying, maybe there is a limud zchus. Maybe there's a yishuv to explain this hanhaga that these people had. Because they lived in a different city, many of them lived in Muncie, and they're coming now back to wash the nights to their parents, since it was a different city, so maybe we can suggest that when they're here, now this is considered their home. And moreover, they're by their parents, like we said there, Shmuel feels that when someone's by his parents or his in-laws, nowadays they're very comfortable there, it's considered like home. And even though usually Shmuel says it goes by where you are for most of the Hanukkah, but someone goes for one day to their parents, to their in-laws, that's legitimate that they can light menorah there. So maybe that's how we can explain the hanhaga, the habit of these people. They would light menorah after the halakas, menorah, the Pesavanisa and Shul, they would come to their parents' house, light menorah there and eat there. Since they're in their parents' house, and it was a different city from where they personally lived, so therefore when they're in this place, this was considered, in this city, when they're in Manhattan, when they're in New York, this is considered home, they have the right to light menorah over here. Now we're not saying halacha lemaisa, that someone who's in this position should do like this, everyone should ask their own shiloh, because the pashtus definitely would still seem that if someone goes somewhere only for an hour or two, that's not considered home, even if it's the parents, even if it's ir acheres. The pashtus would be simply that this svara would be a good enough svara if someone goes for a whole day of Chanukah, such as Shabbos Chanukah. Even if the majority of Chanukah, they're in their own house, but if they go to their parents, or b'chlal, they go to a different city for one day of Chanukah, they collide here, that's considered home. Just an hour or two would not be enough to consider it home. However, maybe it's a yishuv, it's a way to explain, at least these people who did this, explain where they were coming from. And it's possible that some of these people still do like this nowadays. But everyone should ask their own shiloh. The pashtus still remains that if you only go somewhere for an hour or two, that's not really considered. It's not really considered your home. Now, someone who goes away for Shabbos Chanukah and they're lighting on Friday afternoon right before Shabbos, the place they went for Shabbos Chanukah. Whether we say that the real accepted psak is that if you go somewhere for one day, that is considered your home for that day of Chanukah. Or we say especially if it's a different city from one's own home base where they really live. Especially if it's their parents or in-laws or their married children or grandchildren or something like that. So what happens at Matzah Shabbos Chanukah? What happens at Matzah Shabbos? Where do they light? So if they're staying over Matzah Shabbos, in the place where they were for Shabbos, so of course, the same way they were able to light their Friday afternoon before Shabbos, they can light their Matzah Shabbos as well. But what if they're going home on Matzah Shabbos? So what happens now? So in Kevitz Halachos, Reb Shmuel says that Matzah Shabbos is an extension of Shabbos, and therefore, if someone went there for Shabbos Chanukah, they lit that place on Shabbos Chanukah. Matzah Shabbos is an extension, and they still have the right to light menorah there. Now, Alicha Shlomo, the being from Shlomo Zalman Arbach, or Shlomo Zalman said you have to stay for at least half an hour for that to be considered your home. Probably based on the fact that the Zman of Adlokos and Chanukah is a lift that's supposed to go for half an hour, and the right time to light, in general, during the week is the first half an hour after the Tchilas Halayla, beginning of night. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says a half an hour is the right time for this. In Chavis Adar, Rav Bloy says you have to be there for kama shoyes. You have to be there for a few hours. You have to be there for a few hours. We could say that. I don't know if you have to look at the clock. And Rav Bloy himself, Chavis Adar, doesn't say the exact amount of hours. But we could say there's two scenarios. There's a scenario of the couple that goes somewhere for Shabbos. And Matzah Shabbos, right after Shabbos, they're packing out. It takes time to pack up, especially if they have young children with them. It takes time to pack up and get out. It might even take an hour or two. But the whole time they're running out, they're rushing out, they're on the way out. Then the Chavis Adar, Rav Bloy would say that they cannot light menorah there. However, if they're really sitting around, if it brings up over here, they're sitting around enjoying Chanukah, Matzah Shabbos, Chanukah together with whoever they're by for Shabbos, and they're sitting around over here, even if it's only the same hour or two, that would be enough that they could light Ner Chanukah, Matzah Shabbos, in that place. Because since the Matzah Shabbos, they're sitting around and acting as if they're at home over here, that's still an extension of Shabbos Chanukah. Now the simplest would be, if one eats Malach Malka over there, since they're eating there that night, and it's still an extension of Shabbos, and it's going to take some time to eat also, then for sure they can light menorah there on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah. But what often happens is that someone goes to one place for Shabbos Chanukah, and then Matzah Shabbos Chanukah, they have a Chanukah party at a different location. And then after that, they're going home. So if they're going back to sleep, Matzah Shabbos, in the place they were for Shabbos, they're just going out for the Chanukah party, so then they can still light there. They're even sleeping there. They're being there till Sunday morning. If they're eating Lav Malka in this place there for Shabbos Chanukah, that would also be good enough if they could light there. But here they're not eating there the night, they're not sleeping there the night. So then comes the Shiloh. So again, Shmuel says it's a Hemshech from Shabbos, it's a continuation from Shabbos, somebody lit there before Shabbos, they can light there after Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman says, half an hour. If Bloy wants, Kamashoy is still sitting around, Drengzov off there, for Drengzov sitting around over there for a few hours. So that's not going to be so likely in this case that everyone's getting dressed and getting ready, running out to the Chanukah party. And they're not coming back, so they're going home to their hometown to sleep, they're getting back home late at night. So in such cases, some places would say the best is to light when they get home. Or before Shem right here in Lakewood tells many people when they're going to New York for Shabbos Chanukah, and Matzah Shabbos going to be rushing out right after Shabbos to the Chanukah party at a different location, and they're coming home late that night. So before Shem says they should light when they get home late at night. So it needs to be for the Bnei Bayis, for the family, if there's no one still on the streets, no one left on the streets outside. But how are they allowed to eat? How are they allowed to eat by the Chanukah party? Someone's mechuyav hadlakas ner Chanukah is not allowed to eat unless he has a shomer, someone standing guard to watch him. They shouldn't forget to light ner Chanukah. So he suggests that before they leave the house on Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, to go where they're going for Shabbos, they should put a big sign on the wall that says, remember to light ner Chanukah. And this sign should be posted in a place on the wall that when they open the front door at 12 o'clock at night on Shabbos, they should see the sign, remember to light ner Chanukah. And of course they'll remember, and they'll light ner Chanukah. And that'll be their shomer, that'll be their reminder that they should, when they come late Matzah Shabbos, they should light their Chanukah. And then they should sit around and have Pesach Menisa for some half hour. And then they can go to sleep and have successfully had a Lukas Ner Chanukah in their own home on Matzah Shabbos Chanukah. Interesting Shiloh arises if a Chassan gets married on Chanukah. And it actually happens every year nowadays. There's Chasnas on Chanukah, on all the various nights of Chanukah. That means it's Chassan Kal getting married. So where is the Chassan light his menorah? Where is he light? So he really has no home. He's out of his parents' house. Typically, most young couples, after the chasna, go to a hotel. Until they get their own apartment, it'll be a day or two later. So where is he light that night? What's the solution? And some say, before Shema suggests, light when they get to the hotel. So how is he allowed to eat by the chasna? How can the chasakal eat by the chasna? They need a shema to remind them to light when they get to the hotel. And everyone else by the chasna is eating also. Who's going to remember? So he says a similar idea of a shomer. He says they should take a big piece of paper, and write on it, remember to light Ner Chanukah. Then when he packs his suitcase before he goes to the chasna, he should put in the suitcase right where he opens the zipper, on top of that piece of paper. And then when they get to the hotel, he's going to open the suitcase and say, remember to light Ner Chanukah. Now on a practical basis, I don't know if this is so feasible, because the hotels often do not allow lighting fires in the room, in the hotel rooms. And they are very sensitive smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. And the last thing we need to happen is the Chassid Kalash come to the hotel and they're going to light their Chanukah menorah, even if they light small tea lights, even if they light one tea light just to be able to light at least one candle, and the smoke detector is going to go off and then be thrown out of the hotel at 12, 1 o'clock at night, and I have a chasna. So that's it's a little bit of a concern. Reb Shmuel says in Kevitz Halachas that they should light in the hotel. Should light in the hotel. Mustami means, but it's manad loko. Even before the Kabbalah's palm of the Chuppah, they should light in the hotel. He says they should light in the Chasno. Or before Shmuel says light in the hotel. Shmuel says to light in the Chasno. So it means before the Kabbalah's palm of the Chuppah. But it's man local. Everyone's lying at home. The Chasno is his place now. He can light in the Chasno. I found out there, Moshe Heineman from Shlita from Baltimore, he says the same thing. He says that they can light in the Chasno. The Chasno Kal, that's in the Yitz. The Chasno for sure, that's he's renting out the place, the Makom Chuppah, the Yichud room. He can light in the Chasno. So far we have two opinions. Before Shema says to light in the hotel when they get to the hotel, and Shmuel and Rabbi Heinemann, they say to light in the chasna hall. I found the Chavis Ador from Rabbi Loi, that's out from Yishalayim, he discusses Bochumer going to a chasna, the Bochum, the yeshivas in one city, and they're leaving earlier in the day, early in the afternoon, to go to a chasna in a different city, so he suggests that maybe they could light the menorah in the chasna hall. That's even more of a chiddush. That's for Bochumer, a guest by the chasna. But certainly for the chosen, we could say that Rabloy would definitely say, Kavachomer, certainly Rabloy would say for the Chosin, that's the solution, the Chosin could lie in the Chasnol. So Rabbi Shmuel says like that, Rabbi Heinemann says like that. It would seem that Rabbi Loi would also say like that. He would say the light in the Nechas in the hole. Now the truth is, if you look at Emes LeYankov from Shmuel's father, from Yankov Kamenetsky, you'll find that Rabbi Yankov was asked if somebody's invited to Chasna and on Chanukah, and he wants Lai's menorah there instead of lying at home. So Rabbi Yankov says it's a galechter, it's a joke. That's not his home. However, it could be that Rabbi Yankov said this, but someone was just a random guest by the Chasna. He has his own home. In fact, he has his own home in this city. He studied Chaver Ba'akroy, the Mishnah Berurah that we started off with today. That he just happens to be eating by this Chasna. It's not even somebody's house, the Chasna. He's eating over there, so to speak, as a guest by the Chasna. He's invited as a guest by the Chasna. So that would be a joke. He has to lie at home. He's being lazy. He wants to go straight to the Chasna from his workplace, from his office. Doesn't want to stop at home to light menorah. So he's wrong. He has to light menorah at home. He cannot light by the Chasna. However, the Chasna doesn't have his own home. He already left his parents' house, and he's now moving into his own home. The hotel, again, we said some say to light in the hotel. The hotel might not be the most practical solution. The smoke detectors and everything, it might not be such a mahalach on a practical basis. So here we have a psak of the Chasna that he can light in the Chasna home. He can light in the Chasna before, by the beginning of the Chasna, before the Chasna. Interesting, Shiloh will be, what about the Kala? The Kala is not married to the Chasna yet. Who's she Yetzah with? She's not part of the Ner Ishabesa of the Chasna, because he's lying before the Chuppah. She's not married to him yet. So she has no connection to him. So where is she Yetzah? Hadlokas Nachanaka. But the truth is that since this Ma'ad Lokas is before the Chasna, so she's probably Yetzah with her father. Wherever the father is, she's part of the father's home. So if the father's lying at home, because he's from that city, most people make the chasna in the city, the Kala's father makes the chasna in the city in which they live. So if the Kala's father is running home to light, or he's sending a shliach to his house to light, but his man locked up, she dates with her father. It might be a little more complicated if the parents don't live in the girl's parents don't live in the city where the chasna is taking place, and therefore the girl's parents, where are they lying that night? They're lying in the place where they're sleeping, where they're also guests in the city, because it's also not their hometown. They have some place that someone put them off to stay the night of the chasna, some uncle or something, and that's where the girl's father's lying menorah. So where's the Kala Yetzah? But we can still say that since it's before the chasna, and this is where her parents and her family are staying, so she Yetzah with her father. So the girl can be Yetzah with her father, because it's before the chasna. So whether he's lying at home or in the place where he's staying the night of the chasna, as long as he's lying before the chasna, not after, we could say she Yetzah with her father. The Chasna, we said either he can lie in the hotel after the Chasna, or a safer choice might be Pesemach on the Peskim, a few Peskim that we brought that said, they can lie in the Chasna, he'll lie in the Chasna, but it's Ma'ad Lokah before the Chasna, presumably. Maybe someone will be Machmer and say he should wait till the beginning of the Chasna to reconsider his home, but the Pashtus is that he rented out the Yichud room and those places for the evening, and he can lie there before the Chasna, wherever he's making himself at home. Those are the options for the Chasna and for the Kal. Maybe the Chasna can mak the Kala, a chilek in the Shemen, a chilek in the oil, and the psilis, and then she can be Yetzah with him before the Chasna. Even though Chasna Kala don't see each other before the Chasna, maybe you can have someone else pick up the Shemen and the psilis, the oil and the wicks, b'zeicha, back of the half of the Kala, and then she can be Yetzah with him. Someone goes to the hotel over Chanukah, so generally people, where they like to lie in the hotel. So where in the hotel do they light? They have the room in which they sleep. And that sometimes is a big dining room which everyone's eating. So that's another shaila that comes up. They light in their own room, which is their own private room, or in the public dining room. So Rabbi Shmuel says in Kavit Halachos, he says that the place they light is in the dining room. And even though their room is their own private room, the dining room is more of a public dining room that everyone shares together. Since we do like their the Makom Achila Zikr, in Lakewood, and Philadelphia, and most yeshivas, they light in the dining room, the Ibachim light in the dining room, and now in their own dorm room. So he says also the hotel, the dining room is the place in which they light. He points out also that the hotel probably would not allow them to light in their own private room, but even with besides that, going beyond that issue. He holds the dining room is the ikar place where they light. And indeed, most yeshivas, the bacham light in the dining room, even though the dining rooms were there all together, and not in their own private dorm room. Ramosha had a different opinion. Ramosha held that bacham and yeshiva don't have their own place in the dining room, and they should light in their own dormitory room. That's where Ramosha said they should light. So it'd be interesting to know what Ramosha held about the hotel. Someone goes to the hotel in Chanukah, and they have the dining room is one public dining room where everyone eats, but they have their own private hotel room. Would Ramosha have said they should try to work it out, we get rishus, get permission to lie in their own hotel room? Or would he have said that by hotel where you're paying for your rights to eat in the dining room, there you spend the dining room, or the dining room in general is considered more yours, more so than the Bacham Yeshiva, where the parents are paying tuition, but the Bacham still don't have the same rights in the dining room Yeshiva as the people in the hotel have in the dining room of the hotel. That would be interesting, Shiloh. Ramosha said, Moshe Feinstein has said that Bochum should lie in the dorm room. What would you set in the hotel? Do you lie in your own private hotel room, or do you lie in the dining room?
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-432-7434.
1-888-485 VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.